I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and today we are
doing life together. Getting better
Ooh,
at that.
That
maybe
was a good
close.
One, Craig.
I don't think
we
so.
We didn't even
but,
talk about
yeah.
it.
Ooh. How are you, Hallie?
Oh, well, I have to, you know, not to be an alarmist right off the bat, but were you in the main service this weekend when Steve just wowed the crowd?
Of course I was. Oh, I mean, this weekend, that's every weekend, isn't it?
Well, true. But this weekend, he put up a big graphic on the iMeg screens that was article that came out in the Washington Post.
Oh, I thought you meant the, I was thinking at first of the meme that he put up that said it was the cat holding, holding the Bible and it says, I can has Jesus.
It was so cute.
And then another one that said, I can has cheeseburger and it was Jesus on a hamburger. It was so funny.
So funny.
He's so relevant.
Oh, and to get people laughing as hard as they've laughed all week in church, I mean, you just have to pinch yourself and say, this is church?
Aren't memes funny? I think memes are funny.
So funny. I love them. I think, especially wholesome ones like that, it's just so fun. And again, like you said, relevant. The modern day church is postmodern.
Especially that meme. Anyway, what were you speaking of?
A Washington Post article that came out this week, Steve put a graphic of the title of the article, and this is a newspaper, I guess, that I never read, but evidently a lot of people in the States do, probably all liberals, and the title of the article written by a woman was, America doesn't need more God, it needs more atheists.
What?
And when Steve put that graphic up, there was an audible gasp in the room.
Yeah, I was there.
It sucked the oxygen out of the room. I mean, my heart sunk. I felt heart sick. I felt tummy sick. I felt butt sick. And I'm sorry to bring butts into it. And I didn't even see that sentence go in there. But I mean, America doesn't need more God. It needs more atheists. Excuse me? That's like saying America doesn't need more good education. It needs more serial killers.
Actually, I may have stepped out for this part. I think I was actually butt sick on Sunday a little bit from something I ate.
It happens. It happens.
Not to me,
especially when you get into some spicy food and forget about it till the next day.
It rarely ever happens to me.
When there is fire in the hole and you say, what was I eating yesterday? And then you remembered, oh yeah, I found those little packets of Tapatio.
Right. I don't want to get into all that, but it was just something strange with the bison jerky that I had been eating. I found one in my car, probably it got turned a bit. Anyway, back to this article. No, America does not need more atheists. What is this lady even talking about?
I think there's some statistic you can look up that the correlation between atheists to serial killers is a 1-to-1.
Oh, really?
Yes. That every
there's that many.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, this woman was writing this article that talked about, well, it was interesting because Steve went by point that she made, and he refuted every single one in such an intellectual way, which I always say that I love so much about being a faith-based person, is that it is not intellectual suicide. It's not. C.S. Lewis taught at Cambridge or Oxford or Harvard, one of the good ones.
Right.
And he's one of the greatest apologists of our day. And also he gave us The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which we'll never, be able to thank him enough for.
I never understood what he was apologizing for all the time. Anyway.
So Steve refuted this woman point by point because Christianity is a highly intellectual exercise, and it's almost gymnastic, I would say, in its rigor. But one of the points that she made is that, you know, Greek myths were obviously stories and Norse myths were obviously stories, and L. Ron Hubbard obviously made all that stuff up. So extrapolate.
L. Ron Hubbard, the guy that runs the men's ministry for the men's car ministry, where they work on cars on the weekend?
L. Ron? Like Lord of the Rings?
Oh, no. You know what? I think his name is N. Ron Hubbard.
Yep, that's it.
The guy that works on cars.
That's it. Anyway, this gal who's trying to write atheistic stuff for some newspaper just got eviscerated by Steve, because part of what she was saying in referring to myths is that she was referring to Christianity and the Bible as a myth. a mythical?
Well, I refer to your newspaper as a myth.
Because she was talking about how, like, there used to be all these Greek gods, and that, you know, a lot of these myths came about to explain the way the world works when we didn't really understand how the world works. Like, they had Zeus holding a lightning bolt because we didn't understand where lightning bolts came from. So we made these myths. And, you know, then science teaches us about nitrogen in the air or some such, and then we learn what lightning actually is, and then you don't need Zeus. And so she was saying basically that, like, for people who still do believe in myths, that's called religion. It's hard for me not to be offended.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm totally
they're
offended.
After us. They're after us, Gray. Christians are really under attack.
And then did Steve just totally take it down?
Oh, easily. I mean, he said right in Genesis 1:1 at the very beginning of the book, it says it right there in the story of creation that, you know, the sun is rotating around the earth by day and the moon is by night. And you know what? I'm sorry, but those remain facts.
Yes. And Jesus's whole vibe kind of explains lightning if you think about it.
That's right. So I have hope, you know, because Steve really turned it and showed that, you know, Christians are the only hope of the world, and for the United States certainly as well. And I got inspired, really, because in the article she was saying that if you peel back the layers of discrimination against the LGBT, you know, that community, you'll find religion. If you peel back the layers of, like, controlling women's bodies and, you know, dress codes that punish girls for male desire, you know, and striking down Roe v. Wade, if you peel all that back, you'll find religion. You know, if you peel back abstinence only, marriage-centered, anti-homosexual education, you'll find religion. Like, all these laws that are being passed, you peel them all back, you'll find religion. And Steve turned at that moment that felt like it was, you know, some shameful indictment. And he said, proudly, I proudly stand by the religion that is, you know, behind whatever you want to peel back.
Right, right. And I don't think the word is discrimination. Why does everybody always say discrimination when it's just when you're living in sin and it's something you don't agree with? Then people are very quick to say, oh, I'm being discriminated against. When really it's someone telling you, hey, you better start living right, and here's how you do it. We're basically showing you how you can live how you can live right. That's not discrimination. Showing someone how they can live a better life is not discrimination. I refuse to accept that.
And just because they don't like our message doesn't mean they can discriminate against us.
Right. We are the ones being discriminated against
exactly.
for showing them the good news.
Isn't that amazing? It's amazing.
We live in a crazy upside down time, don't
yep,
we, Hallie?
Because the
Up
gospel
is down.
Is good news. And they're trying to act like it's bad. That came out of the article that the author was upset about that I said, oh, that's awesome, was stuff that was news to me. Like, did you know that in Missouri, they have a total abortion ban? And in the wording of the law, it says that the total abortion ban was created in recognition that Almighty God is the author of life. I said, say what now?
I love that. Well, he's definitely not the author of a Washington Post article. So I'm sorry, this little writer, journalist, or whoever she is, you're going up against the big guy.
Yeah, good luck. In other good news, the article mentioned that belief in angels is up.
Oh, good. Yeah. Belief in angels is up.
Which it's even above belief in heaven.
How does that work?
Yeah, the belief in heaven has kind of gone down in America, but belief in angels is really up.
What is wrong with people? I mean, where do you think the angels live?
You know what else it said? That of the things people believe the least in the United States, guess what it was?
That Joe Biden's president?
No, the devil.
They believe that the least?
Yeah, which isn't that the whole thing? That again, thank you, C.S. Lewis, that C.S. Lewis taught us with worm tongue in the Screwtape Letters, that the greatest tomfoolery the devil ever played was to convince people that he didn't exist.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, go on believing he doesn't exist. I mean, this reminds me of the great quote that Steve often says, which is, there are lies, there are damn lies, and then is the New York Times.
Well, this was the Washington Post.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing.
Yeah. Well, great. What's happening in Climax?
Well, we did have a nice weekend in Climax.
Awesome.
We had our Fall Fest.
Ooh, yeah.
That's always just a celebration of the cornucopia of bounty that the Lord provides to us during this fall season.
I love autumn.
I had to remove a few things this year just because they seem a bit problematic. We took out bobbing for apples because it just seemed... I don't know, suggestive, if you know what I mean, Hallie.
Oh, yeah, totally. Suggestive of what?
You know, I'm not sure, but somebody said it looks suggestive, and I just, if anything is
better
suggesting anything
right.
that it's yeah. not, yeah. I like yeah. to take it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of yeah. course, every week there's going to be some drama, but I don't like to name names, but I will.
One of our,
what?
Oh, sorry, what?
No, I was saying one of my seniors, her name is Celestial Cummings. She, of course, with a few of the boys in the youth group, they got a hold of some alcohol.
Oh, no, it grieves the heart of God.
You know, here outside of Indianapolis, they like to go drink it in a cornfield or something. They ended up pulling their car up onto some train tracks as the train was coming, and I said, well, I guess that lines up with your name, because Celestial Cummings, you're about to visit heaven when the train is coming, because your name means heaven, you know. What do I mean here? I mean,
yeah, that makes total sense.
Your name is Celestial, which is like heaven, mm-hmm. and the train is coming, and your last name is Cummings, so you're about to visit heaven with this behavior, is kind of what I said.
You have to run train on these kids sometimes.
You really do.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like De La Bont hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega.